Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
You will really land to people that who are meant for you na para magsimula kayo together. And so, yung creative force na yun was so dynamic and impactful that we stayed this long.
So, Rochelle, kwentuhan mo naman ako paano nagsimula itong itong project nyo na all Filipino artists kayo.
I do photography. Ugnayang Sining at Pamana, Usap Collective. Nagsimula kami back in 2023. We're just, bunch of ordinary Filipino migrants, but extraordinary in a way that we have really this inner love for art that often, you know, kapag nalipat kasi ibang bansa, you kind of push away the arts and you focus into, you know, what is the pathway that will land you to a job or what are those things that will secure your visa requirements. So you dive into those kind of pots, not knowing na nakakalimutan mo na or naisasantabi mo pala yung kagustuhan mo for the arts, for the singing at kultura. And so we are a collective of people who are, you know, in the usual industry na nakikita mo na sa ibang bansa. Most of us are nurses, most of us are in IT, some are lawyers. So yeah, really not full-time artists, but really lover of arts and culture. Back then in the Philippines, you know, I actually graduated Bachelor of Arts in Sociology. And 10 years ago when I left the Philippines, I really loved that career. But coming back to, but you know, nung pumunta na ako ng Australia, of course, iba yung requirements eh. Hindi mo bigla lang maipagpapatuloy yung pinag-aralan mo from your home to here dahil talagang iba-iba yung academical requirements. And so I began to look deeper inside me. Ano ba yung meron sa akin na pwede akong magsimula ulit? And I really had to sell myself. I mean, you got to believe in yourself first before others can believe in you. So I sabi ko sa sarili ko, I think I have a place here in Adelaide. And nagsimula akong maghanap. Ano ba yung photography na kailangan ng industry na to dito sa Adelaide? And I was looking for a macro photographer na position. So I did. I jumped into it. And for the longest time, you know, it's very isolating in a way when you know that you are pursuing it and you're already in the creative industry. Iba pa rin yung my sense of connection ka towards other creatives, especially of Filipino creatives. And that began my search and thirst sa mga iba pa. Like, I had this question in myself. Nasaan yung mga kapwa ko na mga advocate ng sining at kultura natin? So, I tried to find them through conversations, through Facebook stalking, and thanks naman sa algorithms, you will really land to people that who are meant for you na para magsimula kayo together. And so, yung creative force na yon was so dynamic and impactful that we stayed this long and we're just working on together through our time at mga weekends. And yeah, pambihirang samahan at pakikipagkapwa is what it takes to form the groups. Nung nagsimula kami, we only tapped to library in conjunction with the South Australia Living Artist Festival. So we asked library for support and inalaw nila kami mag-exhibit. Tapos we had supporters who sponsored us panels. And then after that, I hosted another exhibition just last year in March, in May, to celebrate the Filipino Food Month Festival. I hosted it in my old studio back then. And then through that, nagkaroon ng mga meeting na further pa yung pag-reach out sa mga Filipino artists. And we met Anna Kosh, who is the generous supporter and an exhibiting artist as well. She's a philanthropist and a visionary, so she supported USAP, and then we proposed an exhibition at Gallery M.
Sa mga nakikinig sa mga makikinig sa atin, no, they have these questions na, what do you gain from this exhibition? Na parang, what keeps you like motivated, or do you gain something from it dito sa mga exhibition na to?
So this February 14, we have our third exhibition, but our very first gallery exhibition. And it is really poised for a public audience and more reach. And I think it is a very important and time to do this exhibition, because this exhibition points us a lot of questions about, you know, our concept of home, it is a resting place to think about how are we, our culturing, paano tayo nag-a-adjust sa bago nating bansa na we call home, and which is our home. So we pose a lot of questions out there. Beyond the South Seas explores our identity and nostalgia through these Australian, Filipino, you know, art expression. And minsan kasi when you kapag matagal ka na dito or bago ka pa lang, madami kang mga nagugunita, madaming nostalgiang nangyayari, and much of it really happens in our experiences and how we approach the sea. And yun yung pinakamalaking, alam mo yun, kaibahan, paano natin ina-enjoy yung dagat sa Pilipinas at paano natin ina-enjoy yung dagat dito. I think this is a very important exhibition, kasi it provides a dialogue for a lot of the, you know, ang taas kasi ng influx ng mga Filipino coming here sa Adelaide, and a lot as well are growing families, and it just provides a very good space to discuss or open those dialogues of our acculturation, you know, and it's a good place to share our memories, our cherished memories of how we enjoyed the seas back home. So it is very important in so many ways, not just so that we could sell our art, which is also important dahil ang mahal ng mga gamit. But beyond that, it is raising awareness and, you know, really uplift the appreciation for arts amongst Filipino, Australian creatives and audiences.
Itong exhibition na to ay, yung mga makikita ay mostly Adelaide-based yung arts, like all about Adelaide yung mga sceneries, sa photos, paintings.
So, yeah, so this exhibition, it transcends more than the traditional imagery that we would expect of the South Seas, you know. We would like to invite yung mga viewers natin to explore yung napaka-intricate na tapestry ng ating Australian-Filipino experience. We have diverse artistic expression. Meron kaming painting, photography, mixed media, and a lot more. And we try to, you know, offer a glimpse of our personal and cultural narratives as we weave together memories of, say, childhood summers, family traditions, at saka yung enduring power ng ocean. Kung paano tayo pinatawag ng dagat, ano yung mga memories natin with it.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.